Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Nate Klarfeld from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and tonight's a special show called Voices of Pride, a report on Pride Fest 2011 in Fort Lauderdale. Fort Lauderdale has two Pride festivals. We have our traditional Stonewall Street Festival in June, usually around Father's Day, to commemorate the Stonewall riots, and we have parades and booths and things like that. But we have another one. Because it's June in South Florida, that's our monsoon season. So many times that gets rained out. And so in March, around spring break time, we have what's called Pride Fest, and we have that. Usually it's in a different location. There's no parade involved, and it's just basically a fun place to go, listen to music, walk around, meet people, and we just had the most amazing 2 days here in Fort Lauderdale. The weather was 78 and breezy, a couple of puffy clouds in the sky. The city of Oakland Park, Florida, was our host this year at Jaco Pastorius Park, which is at 40th and Dixie Highway, for those of you who know Fort Lauderdale. And they had planted zoysia for us last year, and it just came up beautifully. So we get to tromp around on the most beautiful grass on the planet, and we just had a marvelous time. What amazed me this year were two things in the crowd. One of the things was I saw a lot more young people. It seemed like the Gay Straight Alliances at the colleges had booths. There was one there was one from Broward College. There was one from Florida International University, FIU. And there was another one from Nova Southeastern University, their GSA, their Gay Straight Alliance, their college age Gay Straight Alliance, which is just for us old guys that were in the closet, in the shadows for so many years, and we look out and see these bright, shiny faces of young, out, proud young people that are trying to make a difference politically, socially, economically, and are living their lives openly. There's still discrimination. They know that. There's still inequities. They know that. Boy, they are fighting the fight. The second thing I noticed was a lot of new corporate sponsors. We seem to be the new flavor of the month for corporate America, even though we're in a red state. We're in a bluish part of a red state. Fort Lauderdale, we think that Broward, Dade, and West Palm Beach have about 300,000 gay people, whether they admit it or not. And we know this from studies on zip code analysis of retail work, such as if you take an Olivia Cruz, if you buy magazines, if you're on certain websites. None of that's private, as you know. So we saw Citibank there, some new insurance companies, H&R Block. Some of the newer sponsors were just absolutely amazing. Some of the old sponsors, of course, were there, you know, the Bud Lights, the vodka, the other people. But it's so refreshing to see, you know, presenting sponsors like American Express and Citibank and State Farm and just amazing. I was just, you know, I'm always floored by that. Well, anyway, tonight I've got five interviews from people, and I'm going to do a little lead-ins for each one of them rather than just play the interviews. I walked around for 2 days looking for people that were kind of like gave me the flavor of what I could do in a 30-minute show here on Stonewall Live. And my first interview, a very short interview, was with a young, very handsome college intern that was working, actually a paid intern for HRC, which is the Human Rights Campaign. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the Human Rights Campaign before I play Alejandro's interview with me. The Human Rights Campaign, or HRC, for those of you who I'm probably just speaking to a gay community, it's the blue and yellow equal sign people. They're the nation's largest LGBT advocacy group, and they claim they have 750,000 members and supporters. Now, we don't know what that means. I've asked that question a couple times, and I'm not sure, and I don't get the right answer, so it's okay. They were formed in 1980, this particular version of the Human Rights Campaign, but different Human Rights Campaign funds. The big Human Rights Campaign fund was started here in Miami during the Anita Bryant anti-gay campaign in 1977. So we actually have a connection to the Human Rights Campaign in Washington, D.C. On the side of the building of the HRC building at 1640 Rhode Island Avenue Northwest in Washington, D.C., I believe I know that, it says, HRC envisions an America where lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people are ensured equality and embraced as full members of the American family at home, at work, and in every community. HRC is run by a man named Joe Solomonese. He's the executive director. There are 30 different steering committees all across the country that run these lovely dinners where they get tons of money. It consists of two separate nonprofit organizations. There's a nonprofit organization and a political action committee. The HRC Foundation is a 501c3 organization that focuses on research, advocacy, and education. And then there's a human rights campaign, which is a 501c4, which is a political arm that focuses on lobbying Congress and state officials. Many of you have seen Joe Solomonese debate everyone from Maggie Gallagher to Newt Gingrich on television. He's very, very good. HRC has had a lot of controversy because they haven't exactly been at the forefront in things like transgender rights with Employee Non-Discrimination Act. But they have made incredible they are our face of our community. And one of the things they do is at all these Pride events, they're out there to educate the community as to what they do. And so now we're going to go hear from Alejandro from HRC, and here we go.
Live, and I'm speaking with Alejandro from HRC. Alejandro, tell us all about yourself.
Well, I'm 39, Miami, born and raised, and I'm out here fighting for civil rights, as every single American citizen should be afforded.
How long have you been working for HRC?
Well, since November, actually.
And what do you do for them besides look cute at Pride events? I'm sorry, I'm giving you trouble.
It's all right.
This is radio. Nobody can see you.
No problem. It's fundraising is what I do.
Okay.
I'm trying to get supporters out there and make sure that they join an organization that fights for civil rights and, quite honestly, gets results done.
Right.
We were instrumental in getting Don't Ask, Don't Tell repealed. And still, it's a half victory, but we were able to convince the Obama administration to stop defending DOMA in court, which is still a step in the right direction. So we're trying to end workplace discrimination.
Right.
It's
okay.
Still legal in 29 states to fire somebody for being gay.
Say that one more time.
Not a problem. It's still legal in 29 states to fire someone for being gay.
And Florida's one of them.
And Florida is definitely one of them, unfortunately.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
So we are
fine. How are you doing with getting signatures?
Awesome, actually. Fantastic. Been out here for about an hour and getting a lot of the support.
Okay, great. Thanks, Alejandro.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Oh my God, it worked! This is the first time I've ever done a live thing where I'm splicing interviews and live broadcasts at the same time. Let me check to see if there's anyone in the chat room. If there's anyone out there listening, either live or through their Android or through their iPhone, the number to call to chat with me about Pride Fest this year, complaints, goods, bads, 805-830-8355, and then press 1. Yeah, a lot of people, when I have my little HRC sticker on my car and I tell people that I actually give money to HRC, they give me a lot of trouble. They've become, you know, a little bit too stodgy for some people. They haven't done enough. They felt they didn't do enough for Don't Ask, Don't Tell. They lobbied Congress, but they didn't support Dan Choi, both politically and with media attention. They can get media attention pretty quickly, and they just didn't move fast enough for a lot of people on that, and their support has been very conservative. It's gone very slow and steady, but I still believe that it is our largest organization, it is our best voice, and it deserves to be, you know, supported for that reason. And you don't have to support it, but it was nice to talk to Alejandro. He was so excited about the whole thing. One of the biggest complaints that we talked about with some other people was the transgender activists. They almost were in favor, along with Barney Frank, of removing transgender from the Employee Non-Discrimination Act, so that gay people could not be fired, but transgender people could be fired. And of course, they came up when that compromise came up. It was a very difficult moment for them, and they backed down. And now they're supporting a complete reversal. And now they're in favor of the Employee Non-Discrimination Act, including transgender, which is, you know, which should always have been right. Okay, a lot of people come down here from New York and Boston. Chicago and cold. And I'm friends with a lot of them, and it's pretty sad to be friends with them because they're only here for 4 or 5 months a year. They're called snowbirds. And one of the things snowbirds do is they enjoy our city, and then they leave us during the monsoon sweaty season. But we like it when they leave Fort Lauderdale. Really, we do. We love it when the snowbirds leave because we can get tables at the restaurants. The gym isn't crowded, and just everything isn't crowded. I mean, it takes about, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. It's from Passover to Yom Kippur. For those people who aren't Jewish, it seems to be from about Easter till about mid-October, where we don't have anybody here. But my friend Bill Kosvir is the next guest up here, and here he goes.
Okay, hey, this is Nate Clark of the Stairwell Live, and I've got Bill Kosvir.
Hi, I'm Bill.
So where are you from?
New York.
What are you doing here?
Well, I spend the winter here. I'm a snowbird.
Why?
Because the weather is gorgeous here in the winter.
And what else is gorgeous?
The men.
The men. The men are gorgeous.
I forgot about that.
I never forget about that. So, Bill, what do you think of this Pride event?
Well, I just arrived, but I've been to this before, and it's always a lot of fun.
It is, if it doesn't rain.
Yeah, and the weather's great today. So
it's like, for those of you up north in the snow, it's about 77 degrees and a slight breeze, and we're on bright green zoysia grass.
I didn't hear your question.
Oh, we're on bright... No, I didn't ask the question. So how long are you staying?
How long am I staying? I'll be here all afternoon.
Are you going to eat a corn dog like that?
No. I already had my breakfast at Einstein.
Okay. All right, in your life, what I can ask you, how old you are, how many Pride events have you been to in your life? Give a good guess.
Well, at least one for every year that I've been out. So, no, I've been out longer than that.
And how long could that be?
Probably about 30, I guess.
About 30? Yeah, but you saw the New York ones. Those are different, right?
I've been out about 30 years.
29, 30 years.
You don't look a day over 32. Your mother brought you, right?
Any other questions?
No, that's all. Anything you'd like to say?
I just hope everyone's going to have a great time today. The weather's great, and it should be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to enjoying it.
Good. Thanks, Bill. Bye-bye.
The key is tomorrow.
Okay, that worked too. Bill, you can see we were in a crowd. There were about 20,000 people there when I was trying to do this interview. Bill is a retired employee of the JCPenney company. He used to do real estate for the Treasury drug arm, and he has retired now. Isn't that lucky? People get to do that. I retired also. And one of the jokes I have about looking at men is just a joke. I've been partnered now for 8 years to the most perfect guy in the whole world. And Grover Lawless, and many of you have seen me out and about with him, and we always joke about the gorgeous men here and all the funny stuff that goes on. But it is kind of a funny place to be here. Anyway, my next interview is with Debbie and Donna from MyLesbianRadio.com. I'm going to repeat that, MyLesbianRadio.com. They have a show every Wednesday night at 9, but MyLesbianRadio.com is on all the time. They've got interviews, they've got shows, they've got music, they have information, they have all sorts of things on there. So go to MyLesbianRadio.com. And you'll find your complete one-stop shopping. Just a little added note here. I'm going to out our daughter-in-law. My partner, Grover, has a daughter, and I have a son from a previous marriage also, and which makes things kind of even. And we're both grandparents, too. His daughter's a lesbian, and they just had a baby this year. So we are so excited and in love with our lesbian daughter and daughter-in-law, and they're just like the sweetest people in the whole wide world. It's very rare that you have a gay grandpas and gay moms, two gay moms. So can you imagine? We have little Lilius as our granddaughter, and we're just scared to see what's going to happen, you know, when we start dressing her for Halloween or her birthday parties, because the girls just don't have it. But anyway, Debbie, I'm going to go ahead and play the interview with the two hosts of MyLesbianRadio.com.
Okay, hey, this is Nate Klaffel with Stonewall Live, and I've got Bill Casimir. Hi, I'm Nate Klaffel with Stonewall Live. I'm at the Lesbian Lounge, Denise and Donna. Listen live Wednesday nights at 9 p.m., the Lesbian Lounge Internet Talk Show, MyLesbianRadio.com, MyLesbianRadio.com. Here we go. Say hello. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Nate, this is Donna from the Lesbian Lounge on MyLesbianRadio.com. It is an absolutely fabulous day here at Pride. Are you having a good time?
I'm having a fabulous time. How about you? You look so happy. It's amazing.
I'm so freaking happy. And you can hear that and more on our show because it is internet radio and there's no rules.
I know there's no fucking rules on mine either. I'm on Thursday nights at 9, but I'm going to be a special show this Sunday night because I've got so busy next week that I did two shows this week.
You are so lucky to be able to just break out whenever you can. And I have to tell you, MyLesbianRadio.com is a one-stop shopping center for all things lesbianic. We've got great music during the day. We've got live shows on Wednesday night and recorded shows the rest of the week. So check it out. You can hear
my daughter. I have a daughter who is one of you people.
Oh, she's a Jew?
She's a Jew. I have a daughter, a lesbian, a lovely lesbian granddaughter. But she's not lesbian. We don't know what she is yet.
You know, we let them decide these days.
We do let them decide whatever she wants to be, but I love... No, I do have a lesbian daughter.
Well, mazel. She obviously learned good things from you.
I raised them right. I know how to do these things.
I've got two boys, sadly still straight, but my younger one is open.
Open is good. Open is good. So tell me, what kind of guests and stuff do you have on My Lesbian Radio, honey?
We have the top-of-the-line entertainment. You can find interviews with somebody like Chantal Carrere, who's on stage right this second.
You're kidding. She's on the...
Is there a star in the audience?
No, there's not a star in the audience. She's pretty funny.
Isn't she nasty? We love her.
She's a little nasty, but you know what the best part was?
What's that?
She was ordering all you over 35-year-old lesbian girls to take off the fucking Disney clothes.
She knows fashion.
Those girls will never get laid.
She's absolutely correct. Not like listeners to the lounge. You're going to get laid every Wednesday night.
I know. Just put that radio show on and the girls will come running to you.
We got visitors here from Michigan that came down just to hang out with us this weekend. We got Kelly and Jen that are recently engaged.
They're engaged. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Who's Kelly?
I'm Kelly. Hi.
And this is Jen.
Hi.
And where are you from in Michigan?
We're from Detroit.
Detroit. I've been to Detroit. Big day. And what brings you down here?
Visiting friends.
Visiting one friend.
And the sun.
And the sun. And the people.
And the people, always.
Is this the friendliest town you've ever been in?
The best and friendliest, exactly.
So where have you guys gone since you've been down here?
We're staying in Coral Springs. We've done lots of dinners, and we're off to the Keys tomorrow.
Oh, I love the Keys. Where are you going in the Keys?
Isla Mirada.
Oh, that's the Isle of Death. That's what it's called. Do you know why it's called that?
No, why?
Pirate ships used to crash there.
Oh.
So everybody go, arr, pirate.
Pirate.
See, I can make almost anyone laugh. It's absolutely incredible. Okay, girls, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And don't forget, MyLesbianRadio.com. Listen live Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. That's Eastern Standard Time, right? Thank you, ladies. Bye-bye.
That was hilarious. We had a great time. They're probably the absolutely funniest people I've ever met in my entire life. They're like, I want to go party with those two people immediately. They were having like too much fun. Everybody was sitting there out in the heat and the sun, and they had lounge chairs and sippy cups. And I did taste what was in the sippy cup, and they had adult beverages. So these girls know how to party, and they had their sunglasses on, and they were just checking out the crowd going by. And there were some beautiful women there, and of course all gay people are beautiful anyway, so we know that. So, but I had the best time. I spent about an hour at the Lesbian Lounge. They made me an honorary lesbian, which it's okay. I'm all right with that. And we had a great time. I'm actually going to be a guest on their show in about 3 weeks. I'm going to talk about the way I get people with books, and many of my authors are lesbian authors, and I have a good relationship with a lot of the romance authors, the big romance novels in lesbian history are great. I mean, they're just amazing lesbian romance literature out there. Bella Books, B-E-L-L-A Books. Go ahead and Google them, and you'll see an incredible cachet, a stable, as they call it, of wonderful writers, K.G. McGregor, Karen Kallmaker, people like that, that just put out some amazing series of books. People wait in line to get the new books when they come out. It's just like a rock star, just exactly like the Harry Potter stuff. So we had a great time. All right, taking a breath here. As you know, I work with the Stonewall Library, Museum, and Archive, which has now changed its name to the Stonewall National Museum and Archive. We have become national. We have already become a national treasurer, so we just changed our name to make it to reflect exactly who we are. We have a lot of exhibits that go around the country. We have some incredible treasures that people come all from all over the world to see. And also hang out with our 22,000 books in our lending library and our 3,000 videos and 65 periodicals in our lovely John C. Graves Memorial Reading Room. I think that was a very good commercial. But anyway, one of the things that I get to do with the library is I help with the outreach to the Gay Straight Alliances, and I go to the high schools and colleges with age-appropriate gay and lesbian books, biographies. I know last week we talked with Riken Lemkuhl from The A-List and Dante's Cove and The Amazing Race, who wrote a book, a biography, way before he became famous. He came out right after he was on The Amazing Race, but with his Don't Ask, Don't Tell. He was a captain in the Air Force, went through the Air Force Academy secretly, and talked about his life's and trials and tribulations being in the military as a gay man. And that's actually a very popular book again. It's had a resurgence. All the gay biographies have become an incredible resurgence. I'm really honored that I have this relationship with the kids. My next interview is with Rodrigo Labe, who is a lovely young man. He's in his early 20s, who my partner and I met about 4 or 5 years ago when he was with the Broward Gay Youth Group. And Grover and I chaperoned one of the early gay proms here down in Florida about 7 or 8 years ago. We had to have security, and the media was there, and it was a huge deal. Right now, the gay prom here is about as exciting as the Swedish festival. It's well attended, and the gay kids love it, and we have a great time, but we're no longer on the front page of the paper, and we don't have to have the security, and we don't have the news lights out there. I mean, it's amazing how in 7 or 8 years, a gay prom in South Florida no longer attracts that much attention, and that's great. It should just be a safe place for the kids. Anyway, Rodrigo now is in college, and he is the president of the Gay Straight Alliance at Broward College. Broward College is a four-year university run by the county. Broward County, where Fort Lauderdale is, it's the second largest county in the state. They used to be called Broward County Community College, BCCC. It was just a two-year commuter school. It grew and grew, mostly out of its need of another university for the school, and now it's a full four-year university. I will actually be doing a live broadcast on I got to look at my calendar here so I don't screw this up. April the 13th, I will be at Broward College in beautiful Dania, Florida, doing equality across campus. I think we get about 100 kids coming out for the Gay Straight Alliance. I don't know how many kids are in the school. I think there's 25,000. And I'm just looking up on their website. I've got a computer in front of me. And we're going to be doing a sociodrama. We are going to be doing the kids have written a pledge allegiance to the new rainbow flag. So Rodrigo spent 2 days running around making people pledge allegiance to the rainbow flag. So he was running around for 2 days at Pride Fest with a gigantic rainbow flag and these little pieces of paper that he had mimeographed up or printed up and then chopped up. They were about 3x5 size, and he would hand them to you and make you read his pledge of allegiance, which I can't broadcast because I promised him I would only let him broadcast it on April the 13th at 5 p.m. I think we're going live at 5 p.m. You have to check my website, www.blogtalkradio/stonewalllive, one word. Anyway, Rodrigo's a trip. He's 21, has been out, I believe, since he's been 14. So he's already lived 7 years. So that's 49 years in gay life as a gay young man in South Florida. And he's still walking and talking.
Hey, this is Nate Clarfield, and I'm with Rodrigo from Broward College GSA.
Hi.
And this is Stonewall Live. We're at Pride Fest 2011 in beautiful Oakland Park, Florida. Rodrigo, tell me about yourself.
Hi, my name is Rodrigo. I'm a student at BC. I am currently in political science.
And how do you know me?
I know you from Stonewall and Stonewall Live.
Stonewall Live, right. Also, we would get, what did I chaperone last year?
The prom.
I chaperoned Rodrigo.
Yes.
He even behaved.
Yes, I did.
Condoms always.
Yes.
Always. That was on my line. Condoms always. I handed out condoms at the prom. I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah, and I'm very excited about you coming into our school and doing Equality Across Campus.
Right. I think April 13th.
Yes.
April 13th, I'm coming into Equality Across Campus. Tell us about Equality Across Campus.
An event hosted at our school. We're going to have conversations with our groups and students, with us, our community.
Great.
We're trying to build bridges here.
Actually, you're doing a live show there.
Yes.
Okay.
You got an internet connection for me, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So
what do you think of Pride here?
It's excellent. It's excellent. I mean, the very first Pride Pledge is here.
I know. I know. It's very super. Are you meeting new friends? You're making a lot of new friends?
Yeah.
With this face, you can't say radio face. This kid can make friends anywhere.
Aw, shucks. Thanks.
Okay. Rodrigo, I will see you April 13th at Broward College.
See you there.
Thank you.
Yeah, I failed to tell you, Rodrigo's a really cute little cute boy, and he has had all his trials and tribulations. Yes, I've now been, I think, at 3 gay proms. I'm about to do my fourth gay prom as a chaperone. We go through training. There is training at these gay proms. Half the people there tell us to go into the rooms. You know, we're in either the Gay and Lesbian Community Center or the MCC Church. This year we're at the Gay and Lesbian Community Center, and there's a lot of little rooms in there that the kids can sneak off. And half the people on the prom committee, the adults on the prom committee, are cautioning us and tell us not to let the kids have sex or take their clothes off. And I always stand up and scream, "No one's going to get pregnant tonight at the gay prom." May I repeat myself? No one is going to get pregnant at the gay prom. Relax. So I load up myself with condoms, and I just give them to everyone I meet. I shake hands. I hand them a condom. The girls I don't have to worry about too much because they're pretty safe on that stuff. But I do make it very clear that we are there to chaperone and not to make social changes in their lives, because guess what? They've already had sex. We know that. I'm 61 years old. I know these things. Anyway, Rodrigo is a trip, and I'm so excited. Equality Across Campus is sponsored by the university. It comes out of the student activity fee. So, again, thank you, Broward County and Broward College, for sponsoring this event that I'm going to be doing April the 13th, Equality Across Campus. It'll be a live show. And we are just about at the end of our Pride Fest special event tonight. I did not get any callers. I have a few people in the chat room that have asked me a few questions, but they were not suitable for airtime, because some people just have had too much to drink today or the too much sun. That's a problem in Fort Lauderdale. Anyway, I'm going to say good night, and I will be taking a couple of weeks off. I'll be in overseas, and then we'll be back April the 7th, where I'll be interviewing a delightful young woman named Eva Krause, who will be telling us about her transition and her life. And you can get all the information at www.blogtalkradio.com/Stonewall Live, one word, or nateclarfeld@gmail.com is how you can get a hold of me. Thank you and good night.